CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
Good morning, everybody. You're hanging with the worst guys, Marco Julian and Ria Vesu Cecile.
Wake up.
What up, yo?
Go home, Roger.
I hope you guys are feeling good. It's Friday, baby. This is the best day of the week, except for Wednesdays, because that's when we on. From next week on, we're taking care of you until Gav Cliff comes back on Monday. In the meantime, you can hang with us. You can hang with us. It's all good, baby. So much love for you all. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It is 7:08 a.m. and you are hanging with the worst guys, Malcolm Julian and Roberto Cecile, taking you through till 9 a.m. today while Gareth Cliff is away. Feeling great. It's almost time for everybody to be back to work. I know, unfortunately, some of you have already gone back in. But if you haven't, I hope you're enjoying your last late morning, man. It's such a good feeling waking up late in the morning, having nothing to do, you know, relaxing, taking it easy. But eventually, we gotta go get that money. So we gotta wake up, as my boy always says. How you feeling, my boy, today?
I'm easy, man. Like, feel like I'm taking a bit of strain because I've been on the grind, man. And it's still, like, it's not even the end of the road for me. This week is going to be, you know, long strokes.
That's what you're all about.
Yeah, but I'm keen. I'm focused. I'm driven. Let's get this.
Yeah. That's what we want for you out there as well. If you are going to work, we want you to be focused. We want to be driven. We want you to be happy. We are out here to take care of you until 9 a.m., like I said. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Today is Friday. Any plans for the weekend?
Grind, bruh.
Grind. What does that mean? Stops.
Well, in terms of worst guy stuff, I have a couple of projects that I'm working on.
Yeah.
Music wise.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I gotta try and tap into whatever zone it is that I'm always in when I'm writing.
Yeah.
Cause this. I need to put my music out this year, man.
Yeah, is that the focus?
Hey, that's my focus for me personally.
Yeah.
Besides that, I'm also looking to step on stage in terms of fitness and physique.
Okay.
So the competition, if I'm not mistaken, would be the 18th of May.
Yeah.
18th of
May. So you're getting on stage. All the people in the gym, I'm sure, are scared now.
Hey. You know, only time I feel the pressure when I'm standing in the shower. Better be aware.
Nah, that's dope, man. I'm really glad. I'm glad you want to push this music thing. We need to have some fresh, dope content in this country, man. But speaking of, let's let the people feel what you're feeling right now. Don't feel the pressure. Nobody's out there except for you, my man.
I learned how to speak less and I think louder. They told me it's a jungle in the day. Fuck it, we still drove up here for six.
That's Pressure by Nasty C, the main homie in the hip-hop game right now. Ria Vesu is on his way to joining him. Essentially, he's working on some music, which I'm excited to hear. You should be too, because the worst guys, you know, when we freestyle, that's just freestyling. Imagine when we come with that written shit. Speaking of hip-hop artists in South Africa, is there anyone in particular you would like to work with?
Nasty himself, yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, a.k.a. as well.
All right.
Yeah, those are two gents that I'd honestly...
Those are the top two.
Yeah, top two.
All right, now, this music business, this life of traveling, doing shows and performing everywhere, is that something you think you could do? Something where you're away from your family most of the time, away from close friends, spending your time in buses and in hotels and airports? Is that something you think you'd be able to handle?
I think so. Like... It's gonna sound weird, like as if I don't like my family or anything like that.
Yeah.
But when I'm withdrawn from them, I'm in my element.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm shielded by them and everything. All my thoughts are filtered. And the things that I want to do, everything gets filtered out. Do you
yeah.
get what I'm saying? Because I have to act a certain way around them. You know, it's that social etiquette around your parents.
That's true. Because I remember I actually played golf with your dad one time. And It was with a whole group of his friends. I was the youngest one there, and we were all playing golf, and everybody's drinking beer and shit like that. And I'm like, okay, should I order a passion fruit and lemonade? Because I don't know. I know I don't drink in front of my parents. That's restriction that you're talking about. But anyway, carried on having dopes, and it was pretty cool. But you're always limited in terms of your full personality when you're around elders, family. I don't think that should be the case, though. What I believe family to be is supposed to be those people who accept you for who you are, regardless of what you are.
Yeah.
But that's always difficult.
Exactly. It's easier said than done.
Yeah.
You know, and as much as it's not necessarily something that we'd like to admit, but it's cultural differences as well.
Yeah, that's true. Play. That's very true. Like I was saying, in my family, drinking with my parents is like, yeah, you crazy, my boy. But you see, this is why we go to varsity and we get wild and then we tip there, because we're not used to this kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
What age will you give your child his first drink?
No, everything, not even just first drink. Everything can start to, you know, manifest in terms of him going buck wild, right, in a controlled environment,
okay,
being the household, from 16.
From 16?
Yeah.
We let him bring girls over at 16?
Yeah.
I let that happen as well.
I'll sit them both down. I'll be like, all right, yo, little homie, young ho.
young ho.
This is how you unravel what we call a condom, all right? Teach them how to put it on. I say, now put it on, let me see. All right.
Let me see.
Yeah, just to make sure he's putting it on the right way. But if he puts it, you know, you get those guys apparently who like, you say, oh, no, it doesn't fit on me. You're rolling it on the wrong way. But now you want to claim.
Or maybe those homies using magnums when they shouldn't be.
Hey, so, yeah, no.
16.
I mean, I think once everything is done in a controlled environment, like you said, you know, then the child knows their limits very well before, and they're much more accustomed to all of these nice things in life.
Yeah.
So by the time they get to varsity, they don't act like a reckless fool.
Yeah. Which is part of the reason why the majority of students fail undergrad. It's because they're like, yo,
it's too late.
It's freedom. No way. I know that was part of my problem, most definitely. But I genuinely do believe that we... living in a time where we need to start changing the influence that we have. I mean, if I were to have a child, I'd say 16 is a good age. I agree with you on that.
But also note that the generation is getting younger and younger where they start.
Yeah. Dude, that is so true. Like, when you go home and you meet up with old people that you've been friends with, I'll tell you a funny little story. I had a stepmother once upon a time, and she had a son, so he was my stepbrother. And then my father and her got divorced, and she was out of our lives. But for some reason, the stepson happened to visit us again.
Okay.
And this homie, I literally wiped his nappies. I took shit out of his pants, and then he comes to me. He's like, "Hey man, do you have any weed? Do you want to go smoke some weed?" I'm like,
"How old is he now?"
He was 13 at that time. I don't know, so he must be like 16 now, 17. But dude, weed at 13 was ridiculous to me. I thought your life was a mess if you were smoking weed. Firstly, at any age when I was 13, but now to be smoking it at 13, I'm like, whoa. What is happening to our people? The internet is giving out too much information. It's too easy out here.
It's the weekend, you know.
You wanna be high for this. You see, it's influencing our children. Music is such a big influence as well. That's why you must come through and tell these homies, let your child have sex in your house when 16, because then he won't get a pregnant, because I taught him how to put on the condom. That's what you need to do with your music, my boy. That's what you need to do. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a fantastic morning, man. We are here with you until 9 a.m. That is Dang, featuring Anderson .Paak by Mac Miller. I'm really loving this Divine Feminine album. It's one of Mac Miller's most commercially viable albums, I believe, because he's relatively alternative, but he's gotten to a place where I feel he can just make music, man. And he doesn't have to prove himself. He doesn't have to give off a certain idea. And now he's just playing around, and he's messing with the best artist out there, Anderson .Paak. There's this new age of music, urban contemporary, that I'm really liking. You know, the Anderson .Paaks, the internet. Who else is involved there? Mac Miller's always been one of those wavy dudes. But yeah, you were saying about family, traveling, music. Oh my word, yes. You know the thing about traveling as a musician that would get to me. I feel like all artists get depressed in hotel rooms. Like Kendrick Lamar in To Pimp a Butterfly is like, found myself screaming in the hotel room. I think a hotel room is where the depression might kick in for you if you've gone away from home all these times. But to be honest, other than the fact that your family might influence you in a different way as an artist, I think we should be getting around ourselves in this country. Because, for instance, how many places have you been in this country? Or big provinces? Okay, let me say the places that I've visited are the Free State, Eastern Cape, Cape Town, Durban, and Joburg. Limpopo as well. That's like six. Granted, I'm relatively young, but do you feel like you know your country well enough?
Nah, I'm not going to lie. In terms of geography as well, it's a bit poor, eh?
Yeah.
And I'll admit to that, because even when I'm at work, I'm taking down the client's profile and I'm asking them, okay, your address, you know, and then they'd say, okay, no, I'm from, they name a city. I'm like, yo, what mal province is this in now, you know?
Yeah. Even Johannesburg, I don't know well enough. I don't feel... Granted, it's a massive city. It's the biggest one in the country.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, I've never done that city-seeing tour. Maybe we should get onto a city-seeing tour, that red bus that takes you around all the places in Johannesburg that tourists see. Because I've been hanging out with people from overseas, and they seem to know the country better than I do because they obviously come here to experience it. Yeah. And this has been a time for tourism. And you went to Durban for the first time.
Yeah. Went to Durban for the first time, and it was, yo, I don't want to lie, even the drive back, just seeing the beauty of the greenery.
Yeah.
Yo. No, that threw me off.
Because that's the thing. Our country is beautiful, man. It's insanely beautiful. I still need to go to Stellenbosch and hit up a wine tour. Have some wine and chocolates.
You know what's funny? It's besides South Africa, I stayed in the UK as well for some time, right?
Okay.
Whilst we
bougie nigga.
No, that was all blessings from my father, you know what I'm saying? Whilst we were there for about 4.5 years, all right? For the first year, second year, third year, fourth year. During those last 6 months, that's when all of the tourism came out. Because we were like, shit, we're about to go home, back home to Africa. We haven't seen half of the stuff that London has to offer.
Yeah.
And that's when in a short space of time, we tried to fit in as much as we can in terms of tourism.
Yeah.
You know, and I think what happens is that living in that actual place, you get comfortable. You're like, ah, there'll always be a time for me to
go
and see.
That is the thing. You
know, I stayed 10 motherfucking years in Cape Town. Never once have I ever been to Ratanga Junction.
Really?
Never once.
But Ratanga Junction, compared to Gold Reef City, is so trash. Like,
really?
Yeah, dude, it's not even close. It's not even close. They have their Cobra is like our anaconda here, and it's average. We spent some time there when I went there for work, but like I said, I'm a Joburg biased, so
yeah. But like, overall, our theme parks in South Africa are pretty lame compared to the rest of the world.
Yeah,
like, we don't know what, you know, roller coaster rides really are.
Yeah. I'd love to go to Disney World one day, but you see, no. Fuck Disney World. I want to go to Ekurhuleni and Parys and all these other little towns in South Africa that I've never experienced, that we hear about but we never go to. This country is so beautiful. I think that's my New Year's resolution, or just a resolution. It just happens to be in the new year, to see more of our country. Let's see this place, man. It's so beautiful, and I really, really want to travel this year, not only along the coast, because the coast is desirable for anybody. You know, the coast is the easy getaway. But I want to go to those little tiny towns. We should do comedy in little tiny towns. You know what? Because they'd actually appreciate it, because they don't get it as often as you would get it in Johannesburg or Durban or Cape Town, the major cities. Mm. Yeah, so we're going to plan a comedy
tour. But then would you also say that they're more culturally alive. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think a lot of the time people in certain areas, just because they know each other so well, they form a community amongst themselves that kind of isolates them from the rest of the world. If you spend time in poor neighborhoods, whatever the case may be, like Wentworth, for example, where my mom lived in Durban for a while, is an incredibly vibrant colored township in Durban, right?
Yeah.
And the culture is so different from everyday life. Like, you don't smoke a full cigarette. When you're with the homies, everybody shares a cigarette. Imagine taking two puffs of a cigarette, like it's puff and pass. That's the type of environment. When you're drinking out of a quart, you don't drink by a whole quart for yourself. It's quarts for everybody, and we all take sips, little by little, little by little. And funny enough, I don't know if it's just the placebo effect, but I seem to enjoy myself more in that sense. Get a little bit more woozy. I'm like, oh, it's nice chilling with the homies, doping out of the same bottle. But yeah, that's the thing about our cultures, man. We are insanely diverse, insanely diverse. And I need to find out more. I need to find out more because we have too much to offer.
100%. But also with going to those small cities to, like, let's say, for example, do that comedy, you know, since we all, since it is those small cities and everybody's, I would say, thinking along the same train of thought, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you then say that it would be harder for you to do your actual comedy? Do you get what I'm saying? Because if one person doesn't get it, there's a greater chance of everybody not getting it.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Whereas in Johannesburg, you have a diverse group of people at one comedy show.
Mm.
So where one minority might not get it, the majority are going to laugh. You'll always consistently be able to crack out some laughs out of the crowd.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. I know exactly what you're talking about. But I think the idea of the fact that comedy is happening brings so much energy. Like, I did that show in Bloemfontein at the Civic Theatre. And although Bloemfontein is not considered a small city in in the country, it was just people from Haderdal who came. It was a township-specific event held by the Angel Foundation, which does do some really, really great work for talented children. And we performed, and it was a group of Haderdal audience, and all the jokes had to relate to that specific lifestyle. And luckily, I went to school in Bloem, so I understand the nature of people from Haderdal.
So you got to be versatile. You got to be able to adapt to the situation right there and then. Because you could have something scripted out that you've practiced, thoroughly.
Mm.
On the night, boom.
Boom.
You've got a totally different
crowd that you've never anticipated. Yeah. But all right, we're going to check this country out, Joe. I hope you guys have that resolution as well to see the rest of this beautiful country that we got. Because these tourists are here and they are living the life in Cape Town. They are the residents during December season. They are more local than we are. And I'm tired of feeling like a tourist in my own country.
Before you play that song, here's a thought.
Yeah.
Do you rather travel alone or travel with your better half?
I'd travel with my better half, I think.
Yeah.
Or somebody. Traveling alone is not ideal because you can't share those experiences with anyone once they're done. And actually with my better half over friends, to be honest, because that you'll always build a better bond with the person you're with if they're the right person, granted.
No, because I feel the exact same way. Mm-hmm. I just had a couple of, because I've asked this question to many people, and a lot of people actually also say, no, I'd rather travel alone.
Yeah.
I mean, they feel like they might be restricted in a sense when they go to places like Europe or when they're even traveling locally.
The thing is, you can't share stuff when you're traveling alone, and that makes it much more expensive, and it makes it a much more mundane experience. Next thing, you're just hoeing around because you're bored. Nah, you have to travel with that special person.
You see?
So yeah, I hope you guys are feeling good on this Friday morning. Oh, it's Friday, baby! Which means it's good times, good living, man. Let's take it back to the beach, yo. That is Back to the Beach by Shekinah and featuring Kyle Deutsch. Yeah, we were talking about traveling and whether you'd like to travel with your partner or you'd like to travel alone, or you're the type of person who likes to go out with the homies to travel. Tell us what your preference is. You can hit us up on WhatsApp at 079-748-2090. I'll give you that number again. It's 079-748-2090. Yeah, man, I definitely would travel with a partner. I think that is one of the dream things to do, actually, when you're in a relationship, is to go somewhere, to go to Thailand, to go to Italy, to go to Spain with your loved one and lie on the beach. That seems like a good life, man. And that's why I was speaking about the road. And if you're an artist and you're traveling on a regular basis, your spouse doesn't join you.
See, but essentially for me, right, I'd love for that to happen. And I'm going to honestly try by all means to make that happen.
For your spouse to join you on all your tours?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be a thing of her traveling with me, but as soon as I get to my destination, let's say, for example, I need to leave on the Thursday because I got to do rehearsal on the Friday for the performance on the Saturday.
Mm.
If she's still working on the Thursday and the Friday, I fly her out, first plane out, so that you're there on that Saturday when I'm performing. No, hell no, am I not having you at my show.
Yeah.
I'm going Kanye West on you.
Yeah. And it's tough. You have to have her there because the groupies will come snatch you up, boy.
Nah, that's the thing. I already have this vision, right?
All
right. Of us like touring and stuff,
okay.
Right? That's the worst, guys.
Yep.
All right. And I'm not trying to say that you are bad much.
I think you already are, but continue.
I'm saying, no, and then it'll be a situation of, you know, us doing the whole performance. Obviously, standard groupie situation. Yeah, hey, worst case. And then I'll go back to my hotel room.
All right.
Maybe it's a situation where my spouse couldn't come see me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'll be alone. I'll lock the shit out of my hotel room. All knocks, all phone calls, nothing.
Yeah.
And I'll just hear you in your room. Mark, oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh, I don't know if they'll be screaming that way. But I feel, you know, look, for me, if I could find the one, I'd totally do it. But I'm a skeptic. I'm a skeptic when it comes to that type of shit, when it comes to love and trust. It's very difficult to trust people because, maybe I should live in accordance with that Bob Marley quote, everybody's going to hurt you, you just got to decide who it's worth it for, or some shit like that. I'm paraphrasing.
Exacto mundo.
Yeah, nobody's perfect. And nothing's all good. We've discussed this as well. Yeah.
You got to find somebody with those imperfections that are perfect for you. Like, yo, I can handle that imperfection. That's a fucking epic imperfection.
What is that? Oh, yeah. You're like, yo, the way she doesn't flush after she goes to the toilet is so lit. So lit. Anyway, you're hanging with Marcus Lillian, Ria Vissa Cecilia, keeping you company till 9 a.m. Taking the place of Gareth Cliff until he comes back on Monday. Hope you're having a good Friday, yo. Get ready for the weekend, baby. Andy and Hagen remix. I'm really liking that. Making me feel good about my Friday. Are you turning up? I know that's your least favorite thing to do, but I always like to find out, because sometimes you do go out.
Yeah, it's. I gotta feel some type of way.
Alright.
If I'm turning up.
Or peer pressure. Does peer pressure work?
Nah, fuck peer pressure, bro. Fuck peer pressure.
Hey, we've all succumbed to peer pressure. Let's not lie. Let's not play games.
Sometimes, but it's 2017. No more peer pressure
in 2017. Yeah. But that is the realest thing. That's what prepared us for life. At school, that's one thing they really did warn us about. It's like, hey, peer pressure is a real thing.
And that's one thing that not a lot of people took away from life orientation. That's why I say life orientation is a vital.
It's the plug at school.
It's a vital. And the people who get distinctions, don't get fooled by the people who get distinctions in life orientation. Those are the ones who also, they still suffer.
They suffer from peer pressure. That's the thing. Yeah. Actually, tell us if you've ever suffered from peer pressure. You can hit us up on Twitter at @_worstguys, or you can speak to us on @cliffcentral.com. And we are here on WhatsApp as well, with the number being 079-748-2090. Have you ever suffered from peer pressure? And tell us what that situation was. Can you recall a situation when you were suffering from peer pressure where you just couldn't take it?
Yeah. I think it was back when I used to drink.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, I don't drink anymore. I've said it before. I don't drink anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the reasons why I don't go out that much.
Yeah.
Because you get those assholes. Oh, yo, come on. No, man. You got
one
drink.
Why don't you drink, bro?
One drink, bro.
Yeah, I completely understand why you wouldn't drink, because it turns people into idiots. That's the thing.
You know? And it's not like I don't feel the vibe when I'm sober, you know? And I'm still there with the vibe. I'm there. I don't have to drink to be lit with you. You know what I'm saying? But then I'm fucking 24 years old. You forcing me to drink. Respect me, bro. I said no.
Do you know one of my favorite things that happens when I'm hanging out with you and Ricard is sometimes somebody will buy drinks for the table, for example, not knowing that you don't drink, like shots or whatever. And then you're like, oh, just take my shot for me. And then you have to pretend like you took it as well, just so people don't get touched or offended.
Yes, like.
Yeah. But anyway, tell us if you've ever been, if you've ever succumbed to peer pressure, rather. Tell us what the situation was. Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know, man, because peer pressure is a real thing. We've all felt it one way or another. Before we get into anything else, let's talk about what's going on in the streets, in our world, in our city.
Grab young fella and extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra. Read all about it. Me and that Playboy in trouble again.
All right. The first story that has caught my attention today has to do with Joop Joop. He is being released on parole, which I don't know. Do you feel like that's too short? I feel like Joop Joop just went to prison now.
No.
Yes.
I feel like for a man who pleaded guilty to
culpable homicide,
you know,
yeah,
and served his time properly.
Yeah,
give the man
some props. Good, good behavior.
You know, if you can give a guy who had murdered somebody, it was premeditated.
Four shots.
You know.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think Oscar is gonna get a break? I think Oscar's gonna get a break soon, even sooner than Joop Joop managed to.
Yeah, but the thing is, they had to release Joop Joop first before Oscar. Otherwise, South Africa.
Yeah, we're gonna be up in arms, bro. Yeah. This was gonna be something else. And apparently, he wrote a forgiveness song in prison. Yo, dude, I almost want to go to jail just to come out with some dope material, dog. You go into jail, you come out with the best music you've ever made in your life.
Yeah, as well as, you know, a dysfunctional rectum, you know.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that. But hey, maybe it's worth it, bro.
What? Are you crazy?
What if I said you go to jail for 1 year, you come out, you'll be the biggest selling recording artist, even bigger than Michael Jackson? Would you take it? 1 year.
I'll tell you, you work for the Illuminati and I'll turn you down. That's selling your soul, selling your anus, bro.
Yeah, okay, well, selling your soul, selling your anus, would you rather go sell your soul to the devil at the crossroads? If he says, okay, my boy, I'll make you the most talented rapper in the world, give me 10 years of your life and afterwards it's over, like on Supernatural.
No.
Crossroads needed.
No,
you put in those 10,000 hours.
G.O.D. is my homeboy. Even if I'm a struggle, then I'm a smart struggle.
Yeah, that's how I feel as well. But you're the 10,000 hours kind of guy. Nothing given is worth it. Nothing that comes easy is worth having.
Trying to get a 1,000.
Yeah. Trying to get to 1,000 shows. Okay, anyway, so Joop Joop, Themba Tshabalala, was released on parole on Thursday morning. Today, yo, he's coming out. He's fresh. No, I'm glad you don't. I'm sure the first thing he's doing is looking for some ass.
I know, like, imagine like Joop Joop actually getting there, and with the name Joop Joop in prison.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Joop Joop. Joop Joop. Man, tova tova Joop Joop. Who's it? Joop Joop. Unjani lakshaj.
Yeah, back on my Joop Joop.
Joop Joop.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, coming out of, I don't know, I think the first thing I'd want to do is get a fucking proper meal.
Yeah. That's for sure. But having gone to boarding school, I feel like we've tasted some sort of prison food at some stage. I feel like the same people who cook at boarding schools and residences also do part-time shifts in prison.
That shot's fired, bro. That is shot fired. Send Andrew.
I apologize
for Malcolm Dooley's remarks. You know.
No. We're like, food was good. Okay, so Joop Joop is being released off parole. Yeah, man, I genuinely think that's good news, because Culpable homicide is scary, man, because it could happen to anyone. Well, not anyone, because he was edging the line. Somebody line. He was hitting that cocaine, all right? But yeah, I do. If it happens by accident, you know, what else can you do except go to jail, behave well, and then come out 4 years later saying, I'm sorry, whatever that song is.
But at the same time, this just goes to show that you can go to jail and come back and still live a lit life.
Exactly. That's the thing. Life is long. That's what people say. Don't let them lie to you. Life is long. It's not short. You could go to jail at 30.
For 10 years,
dog.
And come out at the peak time in your life when life actually starts. Yeah, 40.
Before most of your peers are even really, really rich.
And even if you are sentenced for 10 years, you're going to come out maybe at 7, 8, 6?
Yeah. For good behavior. Unless you become even more... How do you become a bad man in prison? I guess that's where they all live. But, I mean, you're already a bad man. I don't think you lying to the parole officer and saying, hey, the system has rehabilitated me, man. You can send me out into the streets because
but I think
I'm a changed man.
I think I'd be one of those guys who plead insanity and I'd rather get sent to a mental institute. Bro.
Yeah.
I can handle that.
Yo, but mental institutes are mal. Have you ever been to one?
Yes, but I think the one that I went to was a bit chilled. They looked after... I think... A lot of these mental institutions which make people think that mental institutions are fucked up is the ones where they're not well looked after.
They're not well looked after.
And the people there are also like not well looked after, you know. Those are like, it'll be like the situation at a rehab center where the caretakers are actually slipping drugs to the people.
Yeah, contraband. You
know? It's like, hey... This is just a gift.
Yeah. All right, so more going on. Coca-Cola is being sued by a non-profit organization called Praxis Project. They're suing Coke because of how unhealthy it is, essentially. I have here that 473 mils of Coca-Cola has 12 teaspoons of sugar, which is outrageous.
First and foremost, all right, yeah. I don't think... Coca-Cola is the biggest target that she... McDonald's! How are you not taking down... Trying to take down McDonald's first?
McDonald's is untouchable. McDonald's is the Jay-Z of the restaurant industry. You can't touch McDonald's. It's got too much on everybody. They've got the Happy Meal. They coined a meal after the word happy. How better does it get? You can't get a burger that's better than a Happy Meal. What is the after happiness? Death, Munna. So now if you want to beat McDonald's, you have to come out with a death burger. This burger's so good, it will kill you.
That's the one that you sell to like Hell's Angels and all of these emo cats out here.
Yeah, the African gingers of the world.
Shout out to African ginger.
All right, so yeah, they are being sued. Praxis accused both defendants of using euphemisms such as balance and calories in, calories out to mislead consumers, and Coca-Cola of trying to mislead the public into thinking a lack of exercise was the result, was the cause of obesity. No, that's not. I don't think Coke can be part of a natural diet. The only problem now that I have with this is that we eat out a lot. And when you go eat out, your only options are Coca-Cola cans and cream soda and the like. And if you want something healthier, you have to pay more. This is something I've recently discovered, is that healthy food is actually way more expensive than unhealthy food. Have you noticed this?
Yeah, no, I've noticed that. I mean, you'll go to McDonald's McDonald's, man, it really frustrates me.
Yeah, because it's only for when you drank in 2 a.m. That's the only time a grown man is allowed to eat McDonald's, is from the club. That's what I think. But yeah, you're saying?
You know, you'll go to McDonald's and... Your average meal, I would say, is about, 50 odd rand?
Yeah.
All right. You go somewhere else, I'd rather eat Nando's. Nando's is much more healthy, I would say.
Yeah, but we know how expensive Nando's is.
Exactly. That's,
even on Twitter, everybody rages about Nando's prices. I don't know why. They're trying to keep us down. The man is trying to keep us down. He's trying to let's make these people unhealthy. Consumerism wins at the end of the day.
I think the fast food... restaurants are actually working in line with Virgin Active and Planet Fitness.
Yeah, yeah, they've got a collaboration
going on, you know. Okay, we gonna make it cheaper. You're gonna hike your prices up.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what the effect of that is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I so that's happening right now. I don't know if they'll win because Coca-Cola is huge. It's like trying to take on McDonald's, like you said. You've gotta be a titan. You gotta be a titan. But yeah, maybe just water from here on out when I go to the restaurant. Because you feel like you're missing out if you say, no, just a burger. Or if you say burger and chips but no cold drink, they'll probably charge you the meal price. And then what? You guinea it dry and you have to have water.
I honestly cannot stomach a McDonald's burger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The only thing I'll ever eat from McDonald's, if it's a push, like if it's really, really... a situation where my life depends on it, is just the orange juice. Minute Maid can go down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear you. All right. Well, what else is happening? Okay, yeah, we've spoken about the celebrations taking place for the ANC's 105th anniversary on the 8th of January. Gwede Mantashe, the Secretary General of the ANC, is here making claims that the ANC can still be unified. Do you think that's possible? Because Zuma has to come now and inspire when he comes and speaks. He has to try find a way to galvanize the people and say, hey, look, we're still here. We're still strong. We still can go for another 100 years. That's the idea that he has to get across. And whether people will be captivated by it or not is debatable. I don't think they will be because Zuma is not a great speaker. He's not an inspiring speaker. You know who we need? Some Winston Churchill people now in politics. We need people to change the whole setup.
I feel I've said this before and I can say it again. Anything is possible if Trump can become president.
Yeah, I completely agree. Anything is possible
and
if Trump
watch,
can become president.
Watch Zuma make it to 2019. it's not too far. We've already
It's already 2017. I'm sure even in his mind, he's like, 2 years. I've been dodging these things for too many years. Now two more. He can do it.
Watch. It's gonna be quite stiff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's gonna happen.
So he has to try galvanize the people on Sunday at the celebrations. I don't think they have anything to celebrate, really. They should just stay at home, talk about a plan of eliminating Zuma and getting young Cyril Ramaphosa involved or whatever the case may be. But the leadership at ANC is a problem. And if you're trying to unify people and a party, it starts at the top.
Hey, man.
It like, all starts at the top.
Like the genius of Mac Miller that you were playing this morning, you know, think for yourself and you'll find out that a lot of these so-called authorities are bullshit.
Oh, bullshit. That is true indeed. Yo, man, we hope you're having a good morning. We're about to have some great guests. But before we do that, I just need to let you know we are going to be having two woke girls in the building with us later this morning. They have a show here on Cliff Central, and we're just going to talk about what the relation between the male and female species is in the 21st century. And maybe we'll get into a little bit more about the lives that we live and what we're trying to do here and what we're trying to achieve. That's the two woke girls coming to join us a little bit later. And just in the last news, the Sri Lanka versus SA test is done, the second one. We won that one, which I'm really, really happy about. Shout out to the Proteas representing. Yeah, so South Africa won by 282 runs. Sri Lanka did abysmally, to be honest. This is a big defeat. And we also have Carl Abbott, who's decided that he is no longer taking part in international cricket, which is quite saddening because he has been a potent force in the SA bowling attack. Our SA bowling attack has actually been incredible. So as much as it's a loss, it's not a loss that we'll suffer too greatly from, I don't believe, because we've got such a strong bowling lineup.
Do you think he may have felt the pressure?
Yeah, he's like, hey, but he's been wanting these black people, and I can see these guys are chilling on the periphery. There's probably some homies there in the back. He's like, yeah, I'll steal you if you don't give me your spot, my boy. Yeah, so that's what's been happening in the news lately. I hope you guys are really having a great Friday, man. It's the weekend, man, so let's have a good time, right? Amazing internet. The internet is such a revolutionary band, I feel, man. The Out Future crew as well. Loving it, loving it, loving it. It's Friday morning, and you are hanging out with Mark and Julian, Ria Bitswe Sisile.
Wake up.
You caught me mid yawn there, right?
you're busy telling yourself, actually.
Oh, shit. And you need a, oh my god.
Okay, and we're chilling with you until 9 a.m. Like I said, we'll be joined by two woke girls. And before we go into that, let's just chat a little bit about what's trending on Twitter. As we were speaking about it in the news about Jupe Jupe being released on parole, I see a trend that is going on here, which is fascinating me. Hashtag things that Jupe Jupe doesn't know. There's a tweet by King. Things that Jupe Jupe doesn't know. You can now deposit money at the ATM.
E-wallet,
boy. Okay. And there's a few here. We have something called Instagram where everyone pretends to be rich. I'm sure Instagram was around when Jupe Jupe went in. Man.
Yeah, no. See, now they're just taking him for a hack.
Yeah. Watch me whip, watch me nay nay. He missed that phenomenon. Do you know he knows about dabbing? I wonder if he knows about dabbing.
Hey, he's probably dabbing on his way out.
Yeah, he's probably dabbing on his way out of. Yeah, that's actually a shot. Okay, the Minister of Sports retweeted. Okay, no, this is more of a picture. That's not going to work for you out there. It's not going to work for you out there. Okay, but before we carry on with trends, we are now in the building with two woke girls. I want to get in on these Twitter trends with the two woke girls just before we get into the conversation that we have today. Let me just mic them up. Yo, welcome to woke girls. What's up?
What up?
Welcome to the show. It's the best breakfast with the worst guys, and we are hanging out with two woke girls. Tell me, I'm sure you've explained it on your show, but I just want to know, for the people here at the breakfast show, what is Two Woke Girls about?
Belissa, you want to explain?
Two Woke Girls
yeah.
is about two girls
yes,
who are always lit. Oh. Yes, who know what's going on around.
Oh, okay. And you, Simpiwe, do you have a different interpretation of it?
I mean, no, she's right. She is so right. We're just all about the wokeness. We are alive and we're aware of what's going on in society. And we're just bringing those issues to discussion.
All right. Yeah. So we were just talking a little bit earlier about what's been happening on Twitter. I don't know if you know, but Jupe Jupe has been released from prison on parole. Yeah. So there's been a trend on Twitter. We're just going through the trending topics right now. Hashtag things that Jupe Jupe doesn't know. You know what? I actually want to Google quickly when he was incarcerated, because there must be, people are lying out here. Think three times before you tweet. You might get roasted. Hashtag things Jupe Jupe doesn't know. Everybody knows Twitter's raw. Twitter's real. It's for.
I love the streets of Twitter.
Really?
Black Twitter. Yes, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Would you consider yourself a social justice warrior?
Oh, hell no.
Really? But most social justice warriors reside on Black Twitter, let's be honest.
I think I like following people's minds more than anything and what they're saying. It's not necessarily. Like when I tweet, I'm not like, Viva, comrade, Viva! No!
I feel you. There's one tweet by Wacked Entertainment retweeted. This is Kabza. Kabz Awanga. Whatever your name is, 011. Things that Jupe Jupe doesn't know. We now have Uber, so you never have to drive again.
Cold-blooded
shit, man.
But I honestly think Jupe Jupe knows all of this.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a way to get information. I mean, if you can get cigarettes in jail.
And he's been living the outside life in jail.
Yeah.
It's not like his whole life has been different since he was in prison.
I can tell you one thing he doesn't know. That. Whoa. Two woke girls. Have a podcast, baby. Yes. You know, so dear Jupe Jupe, do best, go on clipcentral.com and download
our podcast.
Yeah. That's two woke girls joining us.
They're
in
probably
studio
gonna
today.
Roast you. But
no, maybe we should get him in studio and
we're
ask
nice
him.
People,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Be like, are men as trashy, you know, in the streets of jail, you know? Ooh, they're worse because maybe they need to find
they die in you. The wine ain't dying you in prison. Maybe, maybe the men. Maybe,
nah,
maybe
I'd like
the
to
men
know if you picked up the soap. Hey? I want to know if you picked up that soap.
Yeah. Also, Generations is now Generations the Legacy. Jomo Sono is Dr. Jomo Sono, and Crazy Chiefs is now an English Academy. That's a tweet from @SweetLuto. That's really good. Generations the Legacy. I'm sure. Surely Generations plays in prison.
Yeah. Generations is so done, man.
Yeah, it's that.
No, I think they must tell him about, like.
We have to get out. Do you like Generations, Palisa? Yeah, the Legacy.
A bit.
Ah, yes. Namanga.
What's wrong with you?
You think that this is nostalgia. It's keeping you, it's holding you back because you remember the good days of Achi Moroka and Karabo. You're like, yo. Now, are you just hoping that comes out again?
No, sometimes it gets a bit interesting.
Really?
When?
When Ketiwe shoots a baby. No, that's the old one.
That's the old one.
Like, when, girl?
I've been off.
When Lucedi and...
Who's Lucedi?
No, you see, that's the thing. We don't watch it. Nobody's watching. Let's leave that one out.
It's becoming like Bold and the Beautiful and Days of Our Lives where... People who died already, they come back and stuff like that.
Yeah,
Bo Stefano Demera.
There's actually a song now, like Stefano Demera.
Okay, my little cool cats and shit. But yeah, no, Palisa, for a woke girl who watches Generations, I don't know if this name is appropriate.
Don't judge. Don't put judgment. Because
is there a flaw in the name?
No, because I watched like Isibaya and the nice things.
The nice things.
On Mzansi Magic.
I watch everything.
You're an Mzansi Magic girl.
Yo, I'm so... date my family.
Oh, our Sundays, perfect wedding.
It's got me from like 5 o'clock. I'm sorry, we don't change the channel from 5 until
people shouldn't visit
10. Don't even bother. The gates are closed. Nobody's home. That's family time.
What's the best one out of My Perfect Wedding or Our Perfect Wedding? And what's the other one?
Date my family.
Which
no,
one
I
do you
think
prefer?
That, no, I like both. I like how it's first date my family and then. Our perfect wedding, because you see why people are single. Like, if you go and date my family, we know why. You're going to be like, I don't want a woman like this. I want a man like this. And you're like, this is why you're single, girl. Like, that's your problem. And then with our perfect wedding, you just see...
Would you ever be willing to put your relationship out in the public like that?
No.
Never?
I'm not that girl.
You'd never enter the bachelorette or the...
No, why is that?
You are seriously passionate about this.
I think I would... Because the people I've seen there are quite like well off, hey? Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, so, but I don't know, are we going to be taking South African men? Or is it like, you know, some nice, you
what
know, foreign
men,
guys?
What other men do you
there?
Want? South African men is the only option you have.
I'd like, you know, maybe a guy that's financially stable.
A South African
stable.
Man gave birth to you.
You know, it's like, shots fired, yeah, shots fired. It's like, no, but you know what this is? You know what this men are trash phenomenon thing is? It's this thing of us, you know, when we say something about women and they say, you hate your mom. This is exactly what's happening now. This is why I'm so over this phenomenon. It's 2017. We're moving forward. If men are trash, women are trash also.
I have
also.
A question for you. Yesterday, you were like jumping up and down. And I don't know, like, are you a trashy guy or are you a good guy?
Good guy. No, I'm the worst. I'm the worst guy. And I ain't afraid to admit it.
Thank you.
And you see, you're not lying.
Hey, it's the name, bro. It's the name. I ain't gonna lie. Here's Mr. Romantic over here.
I've heard of some of the things you've done. Some of your... from your slides. It's quite a romantic folk, guys.
Yeah.
So I do vouch for rehab.
Okay.
Well, it looks like she wants to take shots. Take shots. I've got you lined up.
Look.
I just want to drink my coffee.
Look, this is my idea. I feel like if men are trash to a woman because we live in the same place, we have the same goals, we have the same idea. Okay, why?
Stop it there. Put a pause on it because men have been saying that women are hoes like for centuries and centuries. This is our clapback to that.
Oh, wait. So this is in response to women being hoes.
Okay. And then men being dogs?
Clearly y'all taking that. Y'all like, yeah, we are dogs. You get different kind of breeds or whatever.
The thing is, we now own the fact that you guys are trash.
No.
You know what? How's about we just say we're all good people?
There we go.
Don't lie
looking
to people.
Forward.
Don't lie. Don't be that guy. You're proving Palisa's point because we've been having this argument because I feel like if you ask a guy a certain question, he should be honest to tell you the truth, and Palisa's like, no, all guys lie. So you're lying now when you're saying everyone's lying.
The problem is with your analysis. Now we have to live together. We have to coexist. How are you going to coexist with all men if all of them are trash.
That's the problem. I'm not trying to live with every single man.
But if you say men are trash, you're putting them all in a particular category.
No, but I'm not trying to live with every single man. I'm trying to live with one man.
But he's a man, and if men are trash, then he is.
One man.
Not from South Africa.
Oh, so you have to go to England to get a good man. You have to be from England.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with males, then it has to do with South Africa.
See, this is exactly why I'm a vanilla killer.
Oh, so now you saying black woman? Excuse me, black woman. Black woman. What you trying to say? Something about black woman? Huh?
What I'm trying to say is,
I think you should shut up, right?
I'm not gonna shut up.
Shut up.
What I'm trying to realize, getting to you. What I'm trying to say. Let me make my point known. All right, yeah. Is that women love blowing things out of proportion? Love blowing things out of proportion. All right. Does my ass look big in this dress? No, it looks nice. Nice, just nice.
Okay, forget that. I want to know from you guys if this is how you feel. What's your plan in terms of the future? Palesa, you seem the most adamant about this story. So do you plan on never ever having a relationship in
with
South
an
Africa?
African man?
Okay, maybe have a relationship.
Why
maybe,
would you do that to yourself?
But getting married, no.
You don't want to get married?
No.
Ever?
Ever.
Even if it's not a South African guy?
Ever.
Oh, okay. Is there a reason behind that?
I don't know. Like, I feel like marriage has become a big hoo-ha.
Mm.
And people just get married just for the rings, just for show-offs.
True.
And they're not committed to each other. I prefer being committed to someone and not getting married to that person, because if it's just a ring, then I can cheat.
Yeah.
I can go out at night and cheat. But if we are committed to each other without being bounded by the ring, then we are okay.
Okay. I believe in that. Simpiwe, do you see yourself getting married?
Yes. Hell yes.
I feel like you're the hopeful. You're the romantic.
Yes. Well, I'm not the romantic. I won't say that. But I'm very hopeful. I've accepted what it is. I've accepted that guys lie. I've accepted the
fact everybody lies.
Yes, well, guys tend to lie a bit more.
I think that's because girls just don't say it. I think girls are very clever in the way they lie. They don't tell you that thing. That's the thing. Guys will bring it out and get themselves busted, because I definitely do think we're not as smart as women.
You know, women lie to each other. Niggas, we'll tell each other the truth. Like, hey, bruh, you look like shit. Go sort yourself out. Women, oh girl, you look beautiful. And then whisper to the other friend, did she see what she was wearing?
Those have the pull her down syndrome. No, I don't do that.
Not all girls.
Yeah.
You see, but this is the not all girls, not all
Bring
guys.
A bit, sweet.
Oh, whatever.
Okay, but, let's leave this topic. I don't like it, because we'll never agree. Because ultimately, you have to live with men, and ultimately, we have to live with women. There's things that we don't like about women. There's things that we love about women. There's things that you love about men. There's things that you hate about men. No matter what you say, we have to coexist.
Always gonna. Let's just agree to disagree.
Yeah. Let's just agree.
Okay, fine.
I am whatever you say I am.
What?
If that's my philosophy in life.
Why would you say I am?
For real. That is.
Wow.
No, this is not a plan.
Practice.
No, but this is a life thing. Now let's change a little bit. This is a life idea that I have. I am whatever you say I am, because literally, if I wasn't, why would you say it? The thing that I am to you, I will always be. Some people love me, some people hate me. Either way, I'm still the same individual. So that person who hates me will have their reasons to hate me, and they'll say, this is why. And the people who love me will have their reasons to love me, and they'll say, this is why. So the person who says they hate me, I am that to that person. The woman who says I am trash, I am trash to that woman. In particular, this is just a life general philosophy of mine that I believe. But we got sidetracked a little bit. I want to go back to the Twitter trends. There's one that's really interesting, since freshers are going to university now. Oh man, freshmen. Oh, week, did you? Oh man, I had such good times in my first week of university, man, when I didn't know that university actually traps you, my man. I needed Jesus after the first week. University kids, if you leave in high school, go to university, don't get launched, please, because it's rough out there. That's where failure is common. You know, in high school, it's a bit of a laughing matter. I laugh at you now if you fail in high school. I'm like, quack, quack, quack. But in university, it's acceptable.
Hey, that predicate ain't loyal.
Hey, ain't never been loyal to nobody. All right, so, okay. Vert Fisher's advice. Oh, this is a sweet one, a top one here. The cleaning staff deserves as much respect as you give your parents. That is obvious because everybody deserves respect.
I'm sure that guy litters around the corner when nobody's looking, just leaves shit. No, man. Don't lie.
But that tweet is not just for people that are in varsity. That's like even in general. Like, you know, just respect. Yes.
Yeah. That's a simple thing that everybody should have for each other.
Life, boy.
There's some more here. Vitz Fresh's advice. This is particularly related to Vitz. A tweet from Aubrey Sheila. He says, record time in engineering is 6 years. I think people just forcefully take the scenic route in university to spend more time there, because that could have been a great life. I would love to have been a professional student, you know, just stay in university for 10, 15 years, come out with a PhD. Professional student. You don't think that's an ideal life?
No.
That's like an occupation.
Being a student, I have to tell all new students, it's the brokest time of your life. It's just one of those times where you don't want to repeat it. Like, once you're done with student life, you are done. Like, yes, like, can the money come? Can I stop making it? So you want to be a professional? You're going to be broke.
Nah, it's not about it.
You were a blesser, hey?
I didn't have that life, that broke life. Oh, in varsity.
Oh, well, you're flourishing. How come is that?
How?
Yeah, I had a job in varsity. I was out here waiting tables and shit. Like, so
how are you broke in varsity?
And the thing is, you get your food, especially if you're ready, you get your food, you get your drink. All you need is your drinking money, actually. That's why I was a waiter, to go out with the homies. That's the only reason. Okay. With Fresh's advice. Okay, this one is a bit raunchy. If you're a girl, suck as much vors as possible. Yeah. If you're a guy, eat as much cats as you can. Quench your thirst.
See, that guy, I don't know, he's a professional student, that one.
Yeah, he's taking the scenic route. He's probably doing his fifth year of a third year degree right now. But in all honesty, university is an experimentation phase, I believe. And it's definitely the time where everybody feels the most free to express themselves, whether it's sexually, whether it's artistically, whether it's in social settings. I think that is the place where you go and find out about yourself. Yeah. And
you find a lot more people that are like-minded as yourself. Because, I mean, high school, you're restricted and you're taught to think a certain way, whereas varsity opens up your mind and you get to see, you know, that person's actually thinking the same way. You know what I'm saying? So you're more pulled towards their vibe.
Yeah.
And you spend more time with them. You grow together. That's where you actually find your true friends. I think sometimes you find your true friends in varsity, eh? Think about it. Because I don't have that. Well, I do have my friends from high school, but a lot of the people that I bond more with and I click more with, they're from varsity.
Yeah. Okay, the thing for me is that varsity is too much of a good time sometimes, because I never attended lectures.
See, but also it's what you make of it. Everything in life for me is what you make of it. For you, it was a good time. For the next person who actually got their
who got
doctorate.
Yeah.
Cum laude.
Yeah.
Varsity was all about get in, get your grind on, get the fuck out.
So we've spoken about school a little bit, about how that influences your real life and whether it's adequate preparation for real life. And the difference between varsity and school is very big, but I'd still go as far as to say that university still doesn't prepare you as much for life as
nothing prepares you for life.
Nothing. This thing is insane, right?
Yeah.
Because university is majority theory.
Yes. Mm.
And practically, you have to come and try implement these theories, and there's no space to do it. The world has already been constructed. Yeah. You have to start all the way from the bottom and work your way up to the top, which could take forever, and some people never get to the top. Unfortunately, degree or not. Did you have a wild time in university, Simpure? Were you sucking vors?
No. Like, I'm not that girl,
you're
no.
Not that girl. No. Did you spend a lot of time in the library?
No, I'm also not that girl.
Oh, okay. What were you doing then? Tell me what you were doing.
I was just hanging out with friends. Yeah. And I took the time to discover who I am.
All right.
So I'm comfortable in my skin now.
Cool. What did you study?
Business administration.
Oh, cool. And yourself, Palisa?
What did I study?
Yeah.
Mreditz.
I study media.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So you're in the gap. You're in the gap. You're in the place that you need
Majored
to be.
Majored in radio, though.
Oh, I see. I see. No, that's really dope. That's really dope. Okay, that's the Fitz Fresh's advice. What advice would you give somebody going into university for first year here?
Hey, Fitz, more specifically, it is not a joke.
No, Vitz keeps you on the edge.
No,
Vitz puts you on the edge.
Vitz is too deep, bruh.
Yeah.
They don't play games. But like I don't want to lie, the work ethic, I mean, maybe I'm just being biased because I tried myself out. I tried myself out at Vitz. Hey, man, the work ethic at Vitz is just too mull, man.
Yeah,
too mull,
yeah, man. Yeah.
If you don't have it within you already, don't try it. Just go to Rhodes. Have a chill time.
Listen to this guy in Yatsi Rhodes. Rhodes is a very highly qualified institution, my man. One of the best in the country. Yeah. Don't come throw shots at my institution.
Go study. Ooh,
okay.
That's my home. That's my home.
Go study, you know, how to kill your liver in 6 days.
What?
Okay, that one I can admit to. Sipiwe, any advice that you'd give to freshers going into first year?
Do you?
The thing is, most people don't know who they are.
Yeah, well, you'll find yourself there. Yeah, just like I have people that have become hippies now, and I'm still friends with them. So, just take the time to find yourself in first year. Don't do it in like third or fourth year, and make sure you're doing the right course that you want to do. Like,
yeah, but then that's the thing. Going in already, you don't know whether you're doing the right course. You start studying because you saw this fake dream about, yeah, no, this is the career path for me. Mm. Start studying, just do some work shadowing just to find out exactly how I'm going to be applying what I'm learning here in the real world. And you find out, I don't actually want to be stuck behind a desk punching numbers the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I think, you know, subconsciously, people know what they want to do and don't want to do. The problem is family. Because your mom and dad will be like, well, I brought you into this world and I want you to go study law.
Yeah.
And you kind of know inside that I'm not a law person. I want to go do maybe medicine or media or acting. And it's kind of like a taboo to go and study careers like music.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, music, what's that?
Fear.
Yeah, it's that fear. So subconsciously, I think we all know what we want to do.
Mm.
We just don't do it.
Yeah, it's buried deep down. Okay, you disagree. Why is that?
I think some people don't know what they want to study. It's a case of, I want to go to school because all my friends are going to school.
Yeah.
So let me just...
It's the next step in the process of life.
So let me just do what they're doing.
Yeah.
We're going to be together. This friendship is going to grow. Yeah.
Much as a lot of people find themselves in university, I still think people leave lost a lot of the time, because I know a lot of grown people who are lost and they've gone to university, but they still don't know who they are specifically. They've just always gone through the motions through the phases of life.
But my question is then, is an institute of education a place where you are supposed to find yourself? Or do you have to do that and take the time to find yourself? Because that's the...
On your own.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people, they go into school hoping to find this answer of, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, school, for teaching me this is who I am.
Yeah.
And that's not what school's about. It's just about informing you about what's going on with the world.
Okay.
So you need to do that outside of the confines of school.
I kind of agree with her as well. I mean, even people who've graduated with whatever they're doing and are working in that same field, they still don't find themselves sometimes even after 5 years later.
Yeah. Hmm. Here's the thing. It's not about the institution at all. I think that that period in life between 18 and let's say 24, 25 is the biggest period where people have to discover where they're going with their lives. That's the time where you get to decide. And I think the reason why it tends to happen in tertiary institutions is because you are not bound by your family. You usually go away to a place that is not close to home. And we were talking a little bit about that earlier and being yourself outside of the confines of what your family expects of you. And what they think you are in comparison to who you really are. Because we often shield who we really are from our parents. And that's kind of sad to me, but they are our parents. And they wiped our bums. And how can we now tell them, now I go to university and I eat vors and I drink. And how do you tell your parents that? So it's not necessarily about the institution, I believe. I think it's about what you are thinking about in your future, in what your future is going to be. Between the ages of 18, 24, some people travel and find themselves while traveling. Most people go to university and just find themselves there because that's where they happen to be. But I think it's more the time frame in which you do find yourself. And obviously some people never do. But anyway, we've been having such a dope time hanging out with the two woke girls. They really are woke. And
told you.
Yeah, I told you all about it. They told us all about it. All right. So we'll be back with some more conversations after this.
Black Beatles in the city, be back immediately to confiscate the money.
Rich girl, wow, my world.
You sent flowers, but you said you didn't receive.
Yeah, that's Ray Shimmered, Black Beatles, awesome tune. You are hanging out with the Worst Gays, and we have some guests in studio, two woke girls. They are here also on Cliff Central. You can download their podcast as special guest hosts, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And we've just been talking about the university life because of a trend on Twitter, Vince Fresh's advice. Some crazy advice here. It seems like engineering is the one that kills people the most out here in these streets. Engineering, statistics, I know.
It's that BSc economics, life.
Economics, too, is the most failed subject in the country.
Yo, guys, yes. People that actually took props. Props. Like, I dropped that ish. I was like,
Yeah, numbers. Me and numbers. I'm out.
Accounting is better. Economics, guys. Those graphs. I'm sorry. Like, All right.
So, something else I was training a little bit earlier in the day or last night is Nicki Minaj breaking up with Meek Mill. Firstly, after back to back, you should have broken up with Meek Mill because your boyfriend got bodied by Drizzy and. He's a soft nigga as well. Drake is soft. And a soft man hit your man with that back-to-back, and it changed his life.
You see what I say? That's why I'm proud to be a moist guy.
Oh, gosh. Like, wow.
You see, never undermine a moist guy. He'll come for you.
Wow.
He will come for you.
He'll come for you. He'll protect you. Well, I'm saying...
His face is priceless.
Are you not about moist guys, Palisa?
No.
You don't like what you do? You like that big, tough, raunchy, gym old? Okay.
I need to feel I'm with
a man. Okay, you see, now this is the problem now that we talk about.
Yeah,
now,
we asked this question yesterday. What do you guys define as manliness?
Manliness is...
Not moist.
Let him answer.
Emotional intelligence. I think that's something that men lack. Mm-hmm. And when men have it, it changes the game.
Wanna rehab?
What do I find as manliness? A little bit of what Mark said in terms of emotional intelligence, but also respect.
Oh, okay.
Respect goes
getting
a long way.
Respect or get dishing it out.
Both ways. You can't get respect without dishing it out first.
Yeah. You
know? Respect is earned. Like,
okay.
Why so am I just dishing
what,
respect?
What is it for you? What is it for you? What makes a man a man? A bicep?
For me, it's I did say it's a man that can lead me.
Yeah.
I love that. I absolutely love a man that can just lead me and just be that guy. Not be a dictator.
Okay.
There's a difference.
All right.
But just someone who can lead me. You know, I think that's just so manly.
Yeah. Palisa?
We already found that out. So you were saying? No, okay.
No, but is it just physical? Is it just physical for
no.
you, for a man? What makes a man in terms of his
well, no, look,
his
look,
daily
look, look,
life?
Look. It's obviously got to do with aesthetics because he's just going...
She's like... She's already like, I'm trying to stray.
She's already feeling like cloudy. He must have that thing, man.
That cloudy thing. But he needs to hold his own. He needs...
Yeah. He needs to have his own vision, his own idea, his own plan. And do you believe that you should follow what he leads you into? So actually, let me direct this at you, Simpio. Or you should have your own idea about what it is. Or should you build one thing together? Or can you build two things separately?
It depends on his vision.
All right.
Where he sees himself. Because I know where I want to be. So I want someone who will support me in that. But I'm willing to support you. If we have a similar goal, then I'm all for it. You can be the head, I'll be the neck, and we can do this.
Okay.
That's me. I'm just that girl.
No, so you would be willing to play the good wife role?
I don't like how you term
that. The Good Wife. I use that term because of the actual series, The Good Wife, where the male is the male, whatever the case may be, and the woman and the man, they talk together about how, imagine if I was running for president, right?
Yeah.
And you were Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama does her own things,
but I don't think I want to be a Michelle Obama. I want to be more of a Beyonce.
Okay.
You see, like Beyonce, Jay-Z, that's my kind of style.
Oh, you see, so that's two. Okay, let's say that's one because they're both in the music industry, yes. But they also live their separate lives,
yes,
within it.
Okay. And she is the boss in what she does, and yeah, he's the boss in what. But okay, in terms of me supporting him and his dreams, then I'll do that.
Okay, okay.
But
okay,
I don't want to be in the background. All right, like, and all then right, he's everything. And then when we have a fight, yeah, I dropped my dreams for you. I'm like, no, 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 yeah, I'm not that girl.
So
no,
dream chasing is very important for you then. You have to have a dream.
Not, yes, but you have to be working towards it. Like this whole I'm hustling, what I'm pushing, I'm grinding, like what the hell, like what are you doing with your life? Yeah. Like tell me, this is what I'm doing in 3 months time, six
this
months
is what
time
the plan is.
This is the plan. Like I'm that type of chick.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah,
check
yeah,
you before I date you.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, because you guys, I listen to your show, you ask questions about men. You,
yes,
you ask questions. You, that's how you screen your man when you go on a date.
You screen, yes. You know, like Angela from Why Did I Get Married?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she'll be like, Marcus's heart rate is 120 beats per minute. And she's like, I'm that girl. I will go and search you on social media. I'll find out when you started your Facebook account. I'm going to check you. I'm going to ask you all the questions. I'm going to get people that know you will be like, oh, so brothers, how is he? I'm that girl. I check, screen, yeah, everything.
You
before.
See, this is my issue with this, because my least favorite thing is the questions. Because you spoke about what's your least favorite thing about the dating process,
yes,
if I recall. And my least favorite process is that process of getting to know each other. Literally, like asking these questions, doing the whole research. Because if she's not the one, you're going to have to do it again and again. I've already told my story at least 3 times. Now, whoever I tell it to next, it must be the last time I tell my story about what my life and who I am. Guys hate questions. That's why I was saying the other day that pillow talk is an extreme sport.
Okay, so we also asked, what's the one question you don't want to be asked?
I don't know. What's the one question I don't want to be asked?
I don't think that should actually be a question that you don't want to be asked, because you should be open and honest with your partner.
Yes.
Yeah.
So are you the type of person that will talk to your girl if she was like, you know, your last relationship, why did it fail?
Yeah, we must chat.
We must chat.
Thank
so
you.
That this one doesn't go through the
but
same
But would you
bullshit.
Lie about it? Because Melissa thinks all men will lie. Like, that's her stance. Because
this is the problem now.
Yes.
We're going to
so
die
would you,
alone.
No, would you lie if I asked you, why did your last relationship fail?
No.
Would you lie if I asked you, do you have a history of hooking up with girls based on their features and not anything beyond that?
No. And I've even said it before that I was a bad man back in my previous times. I cheated on girls. I got my heart broken before. It's a yin yang.
So
but
thank
now,
you.
I seen the light.
Man. No, I'm just glad. I'm just glad that you're proving
skeptical.
My point. Because
yes.
Melissa was saying that even if you ask these questions, he's going to lie to you and say, oh no, oh no, I never did that. And I'm like, he will tell you the truth. He will tell you. If he was a hoe back in the day, he will say he was a hoe.
See, this is my problem. It's because we've all had our heart broken, right?
Yeah.
And our hearts have been broken by the opposite sex. So if somebody breaks your heart and it's a woman, she's just as liable as a man who breaks your heart. And that's why this men are trash phenomenon is bullshit to me. Because everybody has had their heart broken, man or woman. And if somebody's breaking your heart, they've betrayed your trust in one way or another. And if you're betraying somebody's trust, that makes what you did, or not necessarily who you are, trash. Maybe what you did, trash. Maybe we can say some things that men do are trash. Or there's these things that make men trash. I can completely agree with that sentiment. But putting it in a box, you fucking us all. Not even just men, it's yourselves as well, because you can never ever.
I think, no, but listen, you did this, guys, because I'm the one who's a bit more optimistic in terms of finding a good guy. Like, yes, he's flawed. Yes, he'll lie or whatever. But I'm more optimistic. But this is that girl who's like, but you lie. I don't believe you. What?
So men don't ever speak the truth.
Like,
don't. See, the thing
I
is,
I honestly want you to tell me the truth. Let me ask you. I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You tell me the truth. Let me decide if I want to stay or I want to go.
See, yeah, that's the thing.
But don't lie to me so
you.
I can stay.
No.
You've already predetermined what his answer is going to be.
No.
I feel that way.
No.
No. If I ask you a question, are you single? And you say,
Well, there's...
No. Then you're lying. Why couldn't you say, no, I'm not single. Or yes, I'm single. Okay. Let me decide. Okay. If you're not single...
Let me decide if I want to play the side chick.
Yeah.
Is that
what
you
yeah.
Yes. Tell me there are girls and let me decide. Do that.
Who are willing to be side chicks? Yes. Have you been a side chick before, Simpy?
Yes.
not knowing that you were a side chick.
Don't put it in my mouth. Don't put it in my mouth.
Well, I did ask the guy when we started hanging out.
So you were okay with it?
And then he said no. And then I found out that he had a girlfriend. Wait. And then I found out. And then I was like, why really do like you? So,
We're just going to carry you on.
You're thirsty.
But I'm owning it, guys. I'm owning it. So, Palisa, if you don't ask, you'll never know.
Palisa, ever been a side chick?
I didn't know.
Listen, let me tell you.
You didn't know because you was lying, obviously, as you say. Yeah.
And then I found out from a friend of a friend that guy has a man. I'm like, okay.
So
what happened? I broke up with him.
Oh, you didn't continue?
No.
You can't break up with him because he's already dating. Let's just get the terminology and the facts correct.
This is great. This is great. Yeah, man. I don't know. We have to coexist, man. That's what my feeling is. Your baby daddy is going to be a man one day. So hopefully
that's
you
if
want
to have kids.
Do you want to have kids?
No.
Really?
No. I want to get married, but I don't want to have kids.
Shit. Don't get married to a Zulu man.
Oh no, I'm done.
They're not marrying any South Africans, remember? So that's
No, really I'm willing.
Oh, you're willing.
But I'm like more open, so if you know there are white guys out there.
Is it just the whole process of giving birth? Would you adopt or what is it?
I think I'm more likely to adopt than anything.
Then what puts you off of having children yourself?
I don't know. I can't deal with like kids, like you know when they can't talk. Like I can't deal with that age.
So you're gonna adopt?
So
like
someone
a,
who,
oh, dude, grow. Kids that can't talk are my favorite. When they start talking, that's when I wanna boost clap a child. I don't even lie. When it starts talking shit, yes, sis. That's when I'm like, oh god, damn
but
it, this
this
kid.
Is how I feel now. Maybe if I meet Mr. Right, you know, maybe I'll change. Maybe I'll compromise and be like one kid, you know.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I don't want to have that.
Kids have bars. That's all I'm gonna say, man. That's all
just
I'm gonna
stress,
say.
Man.
Okay. Anyway, we're about to wrap up the show. It's been a lovely morning hanging out with you guys. You are chilling with the worst guys, Marco Vlidriya Pesesele, and we have been joined by the two lovely woke girls. But they have been attacking us. Apparently.
No, don't lie. Don't lie like that.
You guys were attacking us.
All right. You see, we are the leaders. We need to figure out how we're gonna work this out. We need to go back to Black Twitter as Black people and tell people now, guys.
You know the solution.
Let's come together.
In all
how
of
do
this,
we fix this? Yes, what is the solution? That's
is
what I need.
When you approach me as a man, don't have this kind of idea that this is the kind of guy I want. First and foremost. So then you come changing. You're a bad guy trying to be a good guy.
Yeah.
You're a loud guy trying to be soft, whatever. Like, come as you are. Ne?
Yes.
Show me all your cards and I'll make a decision. Like, if you're a bad boy and you have 130 holes and I want to be 131, let me make that decision.
All right.
The solution.
So truth. Nothing but the truth. So help you, God. That's what you need in this life. You've been hanging with us this morning from 7 to 9. Unfortunately, it's the last time we're here. Gal Cliff will be back next week, Monday. But it's been a blessing and an honor to be with you guys here on the morning show. And you can catch us on Wednesdays. And when can we catch you guys? When's your next podcast, you know?
Oh, it's next week Tuesday.
Next week Tuesday.
And
at what
we
time?
Have 2
p.m.
Yes.
1 to 2 p.m.
And we're having some guys in the studio as
ooh,
well.
Ooh, some more drop.
We're having some guys.
Yes, we were talking to a brother and we asked him a question and he was,
so we
are going to grill and make sure.
Catch the two woke girls on Tuesday next week from 1 to 2 and you can catch the worst guys on Wednesday at 2 p.m. We love you, y'all. We're going to wrap up with the worst guy cypher. I don't know if the girls are joining us today.
Should we join in, girl?
Just say some
shit,
girl. Do you want to go in first? No. Okay. I'm gonna tell you again, I mean it's the first time we on the radio in the morning and I don't even care if it's snoring cause we're gonna bring you the alarm clock and I'm on the clock, I'm on work all the time. That's why I come in studio and I bust the rhyme. The future is looking bright, it's in sight and I know I'm Hercules, I've got all the might. Oh, I'm all the way up, I'm so up. I mean, I don't even have to smoke, I do dust. I might be Chris Brown and hit your bitch, and anyway, maybe she might get a stitch. But I'm not like that. I'm wanna be the guy who you gonna marry and maybe have a kid or two with. What you gonna do when I'm the poo fool and you don't even wanna come to my school? Cause I'm,
hey, you don't wanna come to my school cause I treat you like a fool. Cause you have to follow my rules and play by my rules, and those dudes don't wanna follow my rules and it ain't cool.
Oh.
Bring the beat back as I retract my statement that I said before. I'm so hardcore, I go down to the heart's core. Cause I like to pour my heart to my girl's soul. Hey, ooh. For sure I love love itself, and so much trust in this world, but there's a lack of love and so much lust in the world that's taking over, and it's so absurd. And what's reassuring to me is that I got a lady and she loves me, and that's all I need, all I ever wanted in my life. And hey, I might just make her my wife. I'm all the way up.
Oh, are you coming into a
gun? I'm all the way up. Oh, I'm all the way up.
Yeah.
I'm all the way up.
You've been hanging with the West, guys.
I'm all the way up.
Blessing and a pleasure and a treat. We'll catch you next week. We out. CliffCentral.com.